USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news. As an American astronaut and his Russian counterpart are safe after a Soyuz spacecraft carrying the two was forced to make an emergency landing after a booster failure this morning right after its launch from Kazakhstan.
We are told now that the rescue forces are in communication with Nick Hake and Alexei Ovchinin, and we're hearing that they're in good condition.
NASA commentator Brandy Dean there. Utility workers trying to get the power back on for over 750,000 people who've lost it because of Hurricane Michael, which came ashore on the Florida Panhandle with 155-mile-an-hour winds yesterday. Damage tallies are just beginning. 2 people killed, as far as authorities currently know, although the number could still rise. The rainmaker now hitting Georgia and the Carolinas. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's not surprised by yesterday's downturn in the Wall Street indices. He says the market is having somewhat of a correction. The Dow dropped 800 points yesterday, all three indices losing at least 3% of their value. President Trump signing into law the Patient Right to Know Prices Act. That's to lower the cost for the estimated 60% of all Americans taking prescription meds.
In addition to the number of all Americans taking prescriptions, you can also include 90% of all seniors who spend as much as $340 billion, including $45 billion, out of pocket a year. Up until the signing, pharmacies were not allowed to tell patients about the best prescription prices. President Trump says progress is being made for all Americans using prescriptions.
John Clemens reporting there. The president today to have lunch at the White House with rapper Kanye West. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The sexual assault case against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein might be coming apart. The New York Post says Manhattan prosecutors have found a written note from one of the accusers suggesting that sex, for which she has made allegations against Weinstein, was in fact consensual. The woman, one of three whose allegations of sex abuse are being prosecuted by the Manhattan DA's office. University of Florida professors are asking Israel to release a student who's been held at the airport in Tel Aviv now for a week. Lara Alkesem was traveling to Israel to study but was held over her involvement with a student group that supports boycotting Israel to support the Palestinians. Alkesem has been told to renounce her involvement with that boycott movement or she'll have to be returned to the United States. She's appealing her deportation. The U.S. Postal Service is proposing to raise the price of a first-class stamp to 55 cents, a 10% jump that would be among the largest in history, percentage-wise. The USPS Board of Governors also proposing higher rates on shipping and other services to try to offset continued falling revenues. The rate hike still would need approval from the Postal Regulatory Commission. An NBA superstar LeBron James makes headlines for off-the-court comments to reporters on Tuesday in which he said his underage teen children drink wine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.